So here we're going to talk more about what several of you have brought up. It's impossible to have sufficient internal validity to infer cause when studying some IV-DV relationships. Say we wanted to test the idea that attending private colleges causes people to be more politically conservative than does attending public universities. We wouldn't be able to randomly assign folks to the type of college they attend. Right? Nobody's going to sign up for that. There goes initial equivalence. We wouldn't be able to control all the things that happened during those 4 years. Sure, they're going to a particular college, and that's our IV, but I'll bet you it's not the only thing going on in their lives that may have an influence on their political ideology. Here's some other categories of IVs with the same problem. A whole bunch of them there. Many of which are variables that we are absolutely sure, and probably are right, play a causal role in the story. They're not just associated. They got push behind them. And we're stuck with not being able to poof them. I like the word poof because it implies massive amounts of control. I can randomly assign, I can manipulate it. Son of a gun, you are in that population. When I was in graduate school, we had this absolutely wonderful opportunity. There were 6 Kroger stores that were relatively close to each other. And we had total control over these stores. We could build out the inside, we could change the outside, and we could change the pricing structure. And what we did is we set up different ways. I'm not sure that we came up with the end cap, but we had some of the first data on it. You know the end cap, the place that has the shit you're not supposed to buy 7 times between here and the milk, and 4 more times on the way back. In a good store, you walk past chips at least 9 times. The only thing that was apparently missing was random assignment. Because people go to the store they bloody feel like going to. Ugh. These stores were close enough that we could randomly assign, and the people that we wanted to be in the different stores, we would send them coupons that only worked in that store. And that dramatically increased adherence. And then we only analyzed the data. Primarily, we only analyzed the data of the people who were where they were supposed to be. And then we compared that with everybody, because you're going to ask. So we effectively had random assignment. And we found different results than people who didn't. Because different neighborhoods, you ready? Different neighborhoods in Dallas had sales on different things. That's just crazy. Neighborhoods with different demographic mixes would have different sales on different... Who'd have thought? Well, anybody who thought about it. When you're working with reptiles, especially turtles, you can, to a certain extent, poof the sex of a turtle. Because incubation temperature is strongly related to the resulting sex of the little thing. And so you can randomly assign eggs, put them in different incubation temperatures, and then run the ones who came out the way you intended to manipulate them. You can take a group of turtles, done a lot of turtle research, I love turtles, split them into 2 groups, let this group sit quietly in their home cages, put these in another set of home cages that are in a room where over the next 60 days, you reverse their day-night cycle by 12 hours. The day passes just a little bit quicker, a little bit quicker, a little bit quicker, until after 60 days, you're 12 hours, and now you have inverted day-night cycle, so you can feed at the same time, and you're feeding some during the day and some during their night. Does that count as random assignment and manipulation? In that community, it does. Social psychologists have also done all sorts of bizarre things in the laboratory to create manipulations of things that we weren't sure could be. Again, community standards, best practices, good process. But you have to stop and ask yourself that critical question, can this really be poofed? And if the answer is yes, it can, you then have to ask, and did they? And literally, you have to ask, did they to my satisfaction? Because from here on in, your satisfaction matters more than it has before. You're deciding what articles go into the meta-analysis, what articles go into the literature review. And it literally comes down to, You can say it more or less haughtily. But do the elements of this study meet my standards? Standards for what? Validity. What kinds of validity? All four. That's why we start there. All right, IVs and confounds. Both IVs and confounds are causal variables. Got to start there. A confound wouldn't be a problem if it wasn't potentially a causal variable. Because a variable that's different between groups benignly or without any influence isn't a problem. It's group differences that might cause differences in the DV that aren't the IV that make it a confound. So what's the difference between IVs and confounds? Intent. The IV is the causal variable you're trying to study its relationship to the DV. Confounds or any other differences between the groups that might be also influencing the DV. Because remember, the IV is supposed to be independent and the DV is supposed to be dependent only on the IV. If you've got other things wandering around, they're confounds. Now you get into some weird stuff depending upon research areas that you read. And not to be unpleasant, but it goes kind of like this. Research areas where random assignment and manipulation is available, even if it's horribly expensively available, tend to insist on it more for causal interpretability than research areas that will never poof their primary variables. You will see more of a dependence on statistical control, things like structural equation modeling. Be careful when a complexity is being offered to you as a substitution for what I'll call, in air quotes, real control. Initial equivalence is the magic. Any substitute for it or presumption of it is beating. So if the IV difference between the conditions is confounded, then if there is a DV difference between the conditions, we don't know if that difference is caused by the IV, the confound, or a combination of both. That combination of both we will come back to and deal with very carefully in Unit 2 of the spring when we look at interactions in factorial designs. Because almost any time you say to yourself this or that, you're already in trouble. Almost every this or that is really this and that, with often differential weighting, and how do they interact? We'll show you wonderful examples of that.